as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision. Kim Stevens, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good.
How's Kim doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I guess we'll ask the question, you know, it's kind of in the room, is that, you know, you have no events scheduled the rest of the year, so when will you see some events coming up next, early next year, you hope, or kind of in a state of flux right now?
Actually, we will be doing some things with Santa. We've got some things coming up that we'll be sharing here pretty soon with that. November 10th through the 14th, our merchants are having their downtown Christmas open house. So there will be, some retail events. We won't be having, you know, outdoor events and concerts and things like that right now. But, we still are doing some things, especially with the merchants. And, you know, we're still holding our weekly Merchants Voice call every Thursday morning at 8:30. And we welcome any business, any small business, whether they're in Clinton County or not, to join us for that, and they can just reach out to me if they want, and I'll share the phone number that they can call in. But, you know, we're here to help them as much as we can and try to drive traffic to them through social media, and we've taken some different approaches to get more people into the businesses. So, you know, we don't have any community events as far as public events that are special set aside, like trick-or-treat on the square, that kind of thing. But we will be doing some things with Santa.
So this is part of the, because I know, I think the last time we had John, you were talking about you're going to see, Santa will be getting around town a little bit. Is that a part of this?
Yes. He's going to be visiting some different areas of town, and we've got some different ways that the kids can visit with Santa. We had a discussion with him this week, and with the numbers going up, of course, you know, he sees about 1,700 families in Clinton County during the Christmas season, and you know, he did not feel that was a good idea for him and his family, and to be able to still come on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are we going to have any kind of visiting with Santa anywhere this year, or even at a distance, or are we going to have any?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. He will be in different neighborhoods at different times. We do have some special meetings set up where we're going to be doing some Zoom and Facebook Live and that kind of thing with Santa. So, you know, we do have some things coming up, and we'll roll all of that out probably within the next 2 weeks to let people know how they can schedule a meeting with Santa or a visit with Santa.
Okay. So, but no parade and none of that kind of stuff. So, and no Santa Express. I couldn't think of Santa Express for a second.
Right. Unfortunately, the Santa Express, everybody is very, very close in that trailer.
Right.
So that, you know, and then with Trick or Treat on the Square and the Christmas Parade, that draws about 5,000 people each. So, with the governor's, you know, not wanting people to, a lot of people to gather, we just felt like that it was better to not do that.
How much does that, what you just brought up about the gathering, how much does that change a lot of your events in the future?
Well, hopefully, as things begin to, as COVID slows down and things begin to normalize, whatever that looks like from now on, after the first of the year, we're going to continue to plan Hot Dog Festival and other events just as if we would normally. So at this point, I don't see it affecting us too much next year unless things don't improve.
How much in your mind is when you guys decide to open Prairie Creek Park, is that going to help your event gatherings downtown?
Oh, I think that it will draw a lot of people. I think that Prairie Creek Park is going to be a destination. I don't know if you've been by there lately, but it is absolutely gorgeous. I think it's going to be, people are going to enjoy taking their lunch down there, sitting and enjoying lunch, family gatherings, that kind of thing. We are being very careful to make sure that we're planning events together so that it also drives people into the downtown businesses. So working very closely with the Parks Department to make sure those things work together.
Is there anything that you guys haven't done yet that you think will think will work even in the current situation for maybe the future?
As in an event or
yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a lot of people, a lot of communities have done lots of different things. One of the things that I would love to see us do, we're going to focus a lot on some art projects this year. So there will be some renovations done, and then to create some spaces, not just in Prairie Creek Park, but, we have the alley between Arnie's and Ellis's that we would like to do some things in, and then utilize those alleyways and the area between Pepe's and the Farmer's Bank as some small gathering spaces so that, maybe we may have a, dinner on the town. An outdoor dinner on the town in the spring. I would love to do a farm-to-table dinner at some point in time. So, we're looking at and doing some different things like that. So just to bring smaller crowds at different times throughout the businesses.
Okay. We missed anything? Is there anything else you want to bring up before we let you go?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Thanks as always.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Day, Kim.
Thanks, you as well.
All right.